T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. California Highway Patrol officer shot and killed. We've got the story.
Wichita City Council to approve 2020 budget today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. After the hot, humid weather we had in Wichita yesterday, another warm afternoon is in store, but a cool front is going to be sliding in from the north. Our complete forecast is coming up.
One California Highway Patrol officer is dead, two others wounded following a shootout in Riverside, California. CHP Assistant Chief Scott Parker says it began as a routine stop.
At approximately 5:37 p.m., we had a CHP officer make a traffic stop on a white GMC pickup truck. The officer, at some point during the traffic stop, determined that he was going to impound the subject's vehicle, and so he called for a tow truck.
Police say the shooter was wounded and taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The shooter's motive is under investigation.
Police and sheriff's deputies worked with U.S. Marshals in a partnership during this past June and July in a warrant sweep going after specific criminals.
Authorities say the operation resulted in over 900 arrests and took more than 80 guns and more than $835,000 in illegal narcotics off of Wichita streets. It was called Operation Triple Beam, and officials used it as a way to reduce the violent crime rate that has jumped to almost 3 times the national average in Wichita. During a news conference, Sheriff Jeff Easter said the results from the sweep will not end.
And that will continue. I want to make sure the citizens understand this doesn't just stop there. That will continue from this point forward.
Over 500 of the arrests were for felony warrants, and 119 of the arrests were made on documented gang members. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Board members got a final look at the proposed budget for the upcoming school year at Monday night's Wichita Board of Education meeting.
In a presentation to board members and the public Monday night, CFO Susan Willis and Addie Lowell, Director of Budgeting for Wichita Public Schools, introduced the proposed budget for the 2019-2020 school year. Highlights include a slight drop in the overall mill levy due to an increase in state funding, an increase in the base state aid per pupil, and increases for special education, at-risk students, and bilingual education. KNSS News spoke with Lowell, who says the Kansas Supreme Court's ruling in June to increase state aid to schools helped tremendously.
Their decisions over the past several years have had a great impact on our budget, and we were very pleased with the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the finance formula.
The school board will hold a public hearing and budget adoption for the 2019-2020 budget at the next Board of Education meeting on August 26th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will approve the city's budget for 2020. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Get deal with all of those things that Wichita needs, and we're going to be doing some big stuff this budget season. We're adding like 27 more police officers.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The head of U.S. Special Forces Command is ordering a comprehensive culture and ethics review.
The head of the U.S. Special Operations Command is ordering a top-to-bottom study of the military's special forces community following a rash of alleged misconduct that has focused attention on the normally secretive world of America's elite fighting forces. Those incidents including alleged drug use and murders, along with the trial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was ultimately acquitted of killing a Taliban prisoner. Writing to his top commanders, General Richard Clark says, quote, "Recent incidents have called our culture and ethics into question and threatened the trust placed in us." A Special Operations Command spokesman says the review is expected to be completed in November. In Washington, Chandler Angel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the Kansas City Royals tonight, an interleague, interstate battle. We'll have a preview in sports.
Backlash over a birthday invitation? That story coming up. on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall says immigration and safety are two big issues he sees as priorities for his constituents.
We have some 70,000 jobs in Kansas dependent upon an agriculture guest worker visa, so that's important too. And that kind of goes back to this problem of a lack of people for the jobs we have. You know, I know that we have people retiring faster from the aerospace industry, manufacturing jobs faster than we can supply them. And that's true for across the rest of the state for different occupations.
Congressman Marshall made an in-studio visit Monday here to Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Questions for an online retail giant.
Senators Bob Menendez and Richard Blumenthal asking Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos how the badge Amazon's choice is determined and whether it deceives consumers into buying products they call inferior. In a letter to Bezos, the Democrats write they are concerned that the badge is assigned in an arbitrary manner or based on fraudulent product reviews. The Amazon's choice mark is a small badge that appears next to some items, similar to its bestseller mark. In 2015, Amazon sued to block companies that were writing fake reviews, then selling them to retailers on the site looking to boost sales. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
There is some baby spinach on the market that might be contaminated.
Even Popeye might want to consider returning some of the 6 to 10-ounce packages of Dole baby spinach. The company is announcing a voluntary recall of the products because of possible salmonella contamination. No illnesses have been reported, but the lot has already been distributed to stores across 10 states. A sample of this baby spinach tested positive for salmonella in a random test in Michigan recently. The Centers for Disease Control estimates some 1.2 million salmonella cases in the U.S. every year. The 6-ounce bag packages have the lot code W20308A. The 10-ounce clamshell packages have the lot code W20310. John Saucier, Fox News.
Backlash over a birthday invitation.
In a viral post on Mom's Net, a mother writes her son was invited to a go-karting birthday bash. She claims the birthday boy's mom asked guests for $23 for the carts, $36 for the rest of the day, and an additional $23 for transport, a total of $82. On top of that, she adds the parent told guests to pack a generous picnic with extra food so her child doesn't have to bring anything. Some understanding, critics not buying it, saying the woman is trying to have others pay for her son's party or trying to bank a profit. One posts, no way would go-karting and transport for 30 teens cost over $2,000. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Charging you to go to her kid's birthday party. 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We do have officials on the scene at 33rd North and Salina, where a car has crashed into a fence, and I think the person inside is either unconscious or unresponsive, so they're trying to figure out what's going on up there. That's 30. You'll see emergency crews there at 33rd North and Salina in northwest Wichita. It's traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Ted, is this Wichita night out, a big block party?
Yeah, neighborhood night out tonight. Yeah. So there'll be plenty of, parks and some streets blockaded off, and you'll see lots of neighborhood parties going on this evening.
You know what? The weather's going to be a whole lot nicer than it was last night. Let's take a look at it. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I had no idea about that. You said, so it's like a big block party?
Yeah, you get together with the police department and let them know you're going to do this, and then they'll usually send out the officer who's in the neighborhood to maybe a local firefighter as well. And they do it every year. So it's like everybody gets to do a little block party if they want to. It's kind of fun.
Okay, yeah. That's really cool.
People put together, their own little dishes, and they have a potluck supper sometimes, things like that. So kids ride their bicycles.
Well, you know what's coming next. If you hit up one of these parties, I'm going to need you to get some leftovers. Okay, that's your job. Get the leftovers. My job is to eat them.
Well, why don't you just come out? Okay, deal. If you're a stranger in our neighborhood, we'll probably just beat the snot out of you and send you home. No, I'm kidding.
Hopefully I'd get recognized. I don't want that to happen.
Right. You're on TV, for crying out loud.
Yeah, really. Especially with the forecast. You know, it's not just about the, these block parties that you were talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the kiddos getting ready to go back to school.
Right.
I know Wichita, I'm pretty sure they have their orientation today, at least for middle and high schoolers. And then everybody kind of goes back tomorrow. So at least for the next couple of days, things are going to be pretty quiet out there. I don't think we'll have too much of a concern for us when it comes to the weather. I do have a 10% chance of a shower in the forecast for this morning, mainly because closer to portions of Cowley, Elk, Chautauqua counties, there are a few leftover showers, raindrops, sprinkles from yesterday evening storms, but those really fizzled out pretty quickly late last night. And then we'll have another 10% chance of a shower or storm late tonight after seeing a high of 90 degrees. There's going to be another storm complex that's going to move into western Kansas, and there's just a small chance that one or two of those storms may reach the Wichita Metro, but for right now, chance is pretty slim, so we've actually got a better shot at staying dry with a low of 67. So for any of those evening activities, whether or not you plan on going to bed early to, you know, get the kiddos ready to head off back to school or attending one of those block parties, it does look like things should stay dry out there. It's just going to be a normal, warm, middle of August day out there. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with another 10% chance of a shower storm. High of 89 degrees, so actually a little bit cooler than today. So this heat relief, it's going to be brief, though, because we are going to gradually kind of warm back up through the 90s, all the way up to 92 once we get into the weekend. But that's still pretty typical for this time of year. So I don't expect things to be oppressively hot out there. But it is going to still be a tad bit humid today, and that humidity will slowly go up as well as we approach the end of the work week and the weekend. Right now, we're at 75 degrees with a north wind at 7 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies, too. Still able to get a few cloud breaks out there. But with those dew points still in the 60s, that's what's making it feel a little bit muggy out there this morning.
Well, some of us are old enough to remember when the Wichita Public Schools had no air conditioning. It was only approved after the 2008 bond issue that all of them would have air conditioning, so they all have it now. But the other part of the other part about that, Ron Ellis, when I was in school many, many years ago, we didn't actually start classes till after Labor Day. So, you know, a little bit of a difference.
We were just talking about that. I got to mention real quick because, you know, with me being from New York State, we started classes. I can't put a finger on exactly when, but it was September. It was either around or after Labor Day. Yeah, all pretty right. Crazy.
Well, at least they'll have some air conditioning. School and each teacher would have a box fan in there or something like that.
That's crazy. I know what that feels like, though. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ron L. Ron L. Williams.
Yeah, you're welcome.
KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Going to talk a little bit about architecture this morning. Ted, a bidder from Nebraska, has paid $920,000 for a house designed and built by iconic architect Frank Lloyd Wright in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City Star reports that Heritage Auction says the new owner wants to remain anonymous for now. Wright designed the home in 1939 for Clarence Sondern. He designed a later addition for the second owner, Arnold Adler, which means nothing to you and me. But the home had been on the market for 11 months at $1.65 million. And Frank Lloyd Wright, his architecture is very interesting. If you ever take a look at it, here in Wichita, in your neighborhood when you grew up, commissioned in 1916, completed in 1918, Frank Lloyd Wright's Allen House is named for its first owners, newspaper publisher Henry Allen and his wife, Elsie. It was the last of the architect's famous prairie houses.
Right there on 2nd Street.
Which emphasized horizontal lines, earth tones, and a continuous blending of interiors with exteriors. In other words, a lot of glass so you feel like you're indoors, but you feel like you're also outdoors. And that's kind of the key to Frank Lloyd Wright. The Allen House located in College Hill at 255 North Roosevelt.
Yep.
Several years ago, Ted, when I was doing a weekend television show for Fox here in town, we did a piece on that. We actually did an interview and took a tour of it. Fascinating. Interesting things about anything designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Fascinating. And they do tours of that Allen House. I believe they still do at 255 North Roosevelt. Don't know exactly how you can get in touch with them and get a tour, but if you can, it's pretty interesting. One of the things that was designed into the house that I thought was fascinating, you know, you've talked about central air.
Right.
What about central vacuuming? They had a motor or a vacuum cleaner set up somewhere beneath the floor, and in every room there was a little outlet, a little round outlet you could plug a hose into, and you just vacuumed right out of the wall.
It was a Rumba 75 years before a Rumba existed.
Yeah. Interesting. Frank Lloyd Wright. All right, so it's 7:17 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and got the Royals took the day off, and they're going to be back in action tonight, right, Ted, or
yeah,
today?
After the long road trip, the Royals took a day off yesterday, now at home for an interleague interstate matchup with the St. Louis
Cardinals.
Yeah, the Royals have the Cardinals coming over for a couple of days as they renew the Interstate 70 series, and, of course, a rematch of the 1985 World Series. Royals-Cardinals. Cardinals do come in with a three-game winning streak. Cardinals right now are in a playoff spot. They are the number two wildcard team right now in the National League. That game will begin at 7:15 tonight up in Kansas City. Live coverage of the Royals and the Cardinals. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher Cody Tyler. He is in single A with the San Diego Padres. And he worked three scoreless innings yesterday with four strikeouts, his third straight scoreless outing. In single A this year with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Cody Tyler has a 2.33 earned run average. And in his last 10 games, only two walks and 22 strikeouts.
Wow, what a ratio
that is.
Pretty
good ratio right there.
Man.
The former Shocker, Cody Tyler, pitching well in single A with the Padres.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday today to former Kansas football coach Turner Gill is 57 years old today. Of course, he's a hotshot quarterback at Nebraska.
Yeah, he was from Nebraska,
and,
wasn't he?
You know, he had a decent tenure with Buffalo, came to KU, and things did not go well. Had a couple of seasons that did not result in a lot of wins. In fact, his second year at KU, 0-9 in the conference.
Ooh, ouch.
He's quickly ushered out. Few years at Liberty as head coach, and he's now in the athletic department at Arkansas. Happy birthday today to former Kansas Jayhawks football coach Turner Gill. He is 57 years old today. Minor league birthday of one of the former Wichita Arrows hitter, Andre Thornton, 70 years old today. The guy that played for the Wichita Arrows back in 1973. Became a two-time All-Star. He's in the Cleveland Indians Hall of Fame. 900 runs driven in his career, 253 home runs. Wichita was his last stop in the minors before he ended up with a 14-year career in the majors. Happy birthday to Andre Thornton, former Wichita Arrows hitter, 73. I'm sorry, he is 70 years old
70,
today.
Okay.
Yeah, happy birthday to Andre Thornton. Of course, in football, we will be talking about the Kansas City Chiefs at 8:15 every morning. We have our live training camp report with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, from Chiefs Training Camp up in St. Joseph, Missouri. So we will talk with Mitch less than 1 hour from now at 8:15 this morning. Make sure you're here for that. It's great information every day. And speaking of Mitch, he will be here in town less than 2 weeks from now. It'll be Monday night, August 26th, for the big Chiefs pep rally at Chicken and Pickle in northeast Wichita. And Steve and Ted will be there, and former players will be there, and Mitch will be there. And
it'll be fun.
We're going to have VIPs. We're going to have a lot of fun. Make sure you're there on Monday night, August 26th at Chicken and Pickle. Make sure you register at chickenandpickle.com/Wichita, and we'll see you there on the 26th.
Yesterday we had a special guest in the studio with us, of course, Dr. Roger Marshall,
mm-hmm.
U.S. Representative from the Big First District
right here
in Kansas. And he is basically lives in Great Bend, but he shared with us, I don't think he shared with us on microphone, Dad, wasn't it off mic? He talked about when he was a kid, he grew up in El Dorado for a time,
yeah.
And his dad got tickets to the Wichita Arrows baseball game,
mm-hmm.
the Arrows, and he was talking about what a great deal that was, how much fun he had going to see the Arrows play. So, Dr. Marshall with us yesterday, first time I've met him, seems like a decent man, and we had a good conversation. 7:21 now, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. California's home building stalled. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.